Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a fraud supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, dear. I've got a charge on my credit card for apparently for something like a Wi-Fi booster or something listed under Find Your Gadgets or whatnot. And I'm looking through, I'm trying to track it through the amount. I was notified by Discover that the charge of $56.95 was denied, but I got it all straightened out with Discover. I talked to them, and they said because I had two separate items with the exact same price, and so I'm tracking down the second one now, which is you.
Yes, sir. Could you verify your first and last name, please?
Okay. First name Richard, last name Reynolds.
Thank you, sir. And your good address at 3314 Metropolitan Avenue, Kansas City, Kansas?
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you, sir. And yes, sir, I do see this all started with the Wi-Fi booster, but you don't recall ever ordering a Wi-Fi booster ever?
Yes, I have possibly ordered, I have a couple of Wi-Fi boosters, but I don't have any. I was trying to look it up online to see if I own anything that looks like anything online, and I'm not seeing anything that looks like the one I've got.
Okay, yes, sir. Since this was ordered, they do have different ones. I don't really see what it looks like on my end exactly, but I do see where they did charge you for the Wi-Fi booster, the shipping and handling. And when they did, I see it also came with a, well, they charged you $56.95. Is that correct? Back in June 1st, sir?
56.95 on June 1st. Yes, I have that
Okay.
information here. It's on my printed bill, but I don't recall ordering anything. I'm trying to get back to June 1st. Okay, Friday, June 1st. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And have to come in.
And yes, sir. And when the Wi-Fi booster was ordered, I'm sure they explained it was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club, and it's $56.95. That is a monthly charge. You would get a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from our online store. But I do see they have your account canceled to stop all future charges, sir.
Number one, I never received any gift card, and number two, I didn't that Find Your Gadgets that they're naming there. I understand that's something like you'd put on your luggage and use your smartphone to locate it and whatnot. I don't have a smartphone, and I don't recall why I would ever order anything like that. I don't have any luggage either, so.
Oh, yes, sir. It's just a possibility of what you could order would be that AirTag, but I do see, I can't see if anybody used it, but it all comes to your email. Sometimes it goes to the junk or spam folder.
Well, I scan my junk mail every day, and I'm not seeing anything of that nature on my list. Under either name. The other one was for something called Muscle Up Now, which is like some sort of dietary supplement, which I would never have ordered
Okay,
anyway.
yes, sir. The way they coded it on the statement is totally not anything to do with the product. It's more like the corporation. So all this is for, it's a monthly charge for that. Once that Wi-Fi booster was requested, it's a monthly charge of $56.95 for the Consumer Gadget Club, and all that would come to your email. You would hit the link to go to the gadget store online to pick out a gadget you wanted, with your $125 gift card each month.
No, I never received a gift card that I could use to order anything, and I never received an email to that effect.
Okay, so, yes, sir. I can resend the voucher, but, yes, sir, so this isn't fraud on your account, then? You do have ordered a Wi-Fi booster in the past, you think?
Well, it certainly wouldn't have been anything worth $56. You know, I tried a couple of cheap ones. You just plug it in a wall and whatnot, and they didn't work or whatever. But it was not anything for $56.95. I would never order something like that.
No, sir. The Wi-Fi booster wasn't $56.95. The Wi-Fi booster, all you had to do was pay the shipping and handling on the Wi-Fi booster. The $56.95 is for that direct shopping membership, which when the Wi-Fi booster was ordered, it was a free welcoming gift to the direct shopping membership.
No, that, see, I direct shopping members, whatever, I would have no use for that. And what I'm investigating here is if somebody has used my information to order something in his...
No, sir. See, I have the Wi-Fi booster was delivered to your address back in December when it was ordered.
December?
Yes, sir. This all came from December.
That's seven months ago.
Yes, sir. And it's a monthly charge, and if nobody calls in and cancels, you're charged that monthly. So this isn't fraud? Is that correct? Because I just handle fraud here, but since it's saying it was delivered to your address, let me get the exact date and see what exactly the tracking number says. Okay, it's not going to tell me because it was last year, but all it's showing me, it was delivered back in December.
Well, I never would have ordered either one. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Yes, sir. See, this is in the terms and conditions when it tells you about the direct shopping store, the membership. That was in the terms and conditions.
Now, I can go back years through my statements, and I have gone back several months, and I'm not showing any $56.95 being charged until the 1st of June.
Okay, yes, sir, but I see. So you're wanting a refund for the 1st of June?
Yeah.
For June 1st? Okay, let's go ahead and refund your $56.95. Since you've already talked to Discover, your refund of $56.95 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled, and there'll be no more charges whatsoever, sir.
Okay. Now, do you have any way of looking backwards to see if last month's bill?
Yes, sir. You were charged. You have been charged since that date I gave you, but I can't go back that far and issue refunds.
Well, let me just browse through.
Yes, sir. See, you were charged. It was $49.97 on December 12th. And it looks like 2 Wi-Fi boosters were ordered. One was ordered on December 9th. One was ordered on December 31st. So you have been charged monthly since December.
Okay. Hold on a second. I need two hands on the papers here. Let me put you on speaker so I can put the phone down.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. I can hear you perfect.
Okay, let me just browse through some previous bills here and see if I have been getting charged to that. Now, you mentioned the number of $49.97.
December 12th.
This may take a few minutes, dear. Please bear with me.
Yes, sir. Hey, sir, I'm going to put you on a quick hold while we're waiting, okay? I'm only going to be gone about 10 seconds. I'm going to talk to my supervisor real quick and let her know what's going on, but I'll be right back, okay?
Okay, fine, sure.
Yes, sir, and I'm coming right back. Okay, yes, sir, I'm back.
Okay, I hear you. All right, I managed to pull up. Let me put the phone back in my hand so you can hear me better. I did pull up my previous bill, and I see a charge in there for $56.95, which is another name in another state.
Yes, sir. It's still the same company. Was that for May 1st?
May 1st, yes.
Okay. And then I see a charge of $56.95 on March 29th.
January, February, March 29th. I don't have that readily available here. Let me see if I can just... Looky there.
Oh, you found it?
Well, I found the piece of paper that might be it.
Okay, yes, sir. No problem.
Yeah, I have to dig it out of the pile. I don't have this stuff filed yet.
Oh, yes, sir. No problem. We're good.
Okay, $56.95 fast results on March 29th.
Okay, so yes, sir.
It looks like I've been being charged this for, you know, an ongoing thing and never noticed it before until I got this email from Discover. And why am I, you know, why am I seeing three different company names?
Yes, sir. I don't know why they do that, to be honest with you. It drives me nuts, but I don't know why they do it. I don't have a good explanation, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing this as a recurring charge of $56.95 a month ever since December. So it's like April, and May. That's five times I've been charged for a service that I never received.
Yes, sir. And in January they charged you a different amount. $54.97. The price has increased since then. So January 4th, it was $54.97, not $56.95. It didn't go to $56.95 until that March 29th charge.
Okay.
And then I see they charged you also that you were charged $39.99. On January
26th? Yeah, okay. Well, apparently somebody has gotten my information for somebody because, you know, number one, I would never have ordered that because I have no need for it. And number two, I'm being charged like for 5 months of service that I never received. And there was mention, which I really don't care about, but a gift card or whatever you want to call it.
Yes, sir. A voucher, yes, sir.
And well, I never received the card either.
Okay. Yes, sir. So you haven't disputed these charges yet?
I haven't what?
You haven't disputed the charge with the Discover yet. They told you to call us?
I haven't called the dispute line yet.
You hadn't called the dispute. Okay, that's all I needed to know. Okay, yes, sir. So let's go this route. So you are thinking this is definitely fraud now on your account. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, we do take fraud very seriously. I'm sure you do too. We'll be glad to work with your local authorities, provide them with the IP address of the device that was used to make this purchase. I do see where I can go ahead and refund June 1st, May 1st, and let me see the other date, and that is March 29th. So I can do those three refunds of $56.95 for you, sir.
Uh-huh. Do you go any farther back than that? Because the other paperwork, I'm at the bottom of this pile, so I need to look at another pile.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to lie to you. We go back all the way. It looks like January 26th, you were charged $39.99 for an app that the app that gives you the healthy recipes that you were in a trial period with. So on January 26th, $39.99. And then on February 26th, $39.99.
Right. Yeah, I would have to search through. I don't have all these papers filed yet.
Do you want to take down the dates and give us a call back? How do you want to do it?
Yeah, rather than tie you up, let me find a fresh piece of paper here.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do want to let, I'll wait till you get your paper where you can write this down in case you have to call back in. They'll know exactly what happened.
The paper. Pull a piece out of the printer, stupid.
I do that all the time.
Well, I have scratch pads and post-it notes, this, that, and the other thing. Okay. Starting from your earliest date and amount.
Okay, yes, sir. This is that they tried to put it through on July 2nd. It did not go through. So I have refunded June 1st,
$56.95.
And then May 1st, $56.95. I refunded that also.
Okay.
And then March 29th, I refunded that $56.95 also.
Okay. Now let's go back to, what would it be,
February? Yes, sir. Okay, so on February 26th, I see you were charged $39.99.
Okay.
Okay, January 26th, $39.99.
Alrighty.
Okay, and then there's a bunch of decline charges. Let's go to the next one that went through. That was, this is the last one. December 12th, $49.97. $49.97. Yes, sir. And then on December 9th, you were charged $7.45 for the shipping and handling of the Wi-Fi booster.
Did you say
December?
December, yeah.
9th. Yes, sir. And then December 31st, you were also charged $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster.
$7.45. What was the one for December 9th?
Yes, sir. December 9th, $7.45.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. And then there was the December 31st, $7.45.
December what?
31st.
31st. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I were a 35th.
Yes, sir.
I'm scratching my. And now, did you say one or more of those was declined or something?
Yes, sir. It was the $54.97 for January 3rd was declined, and then it was declined again on the 4th of January, the 5th of January, and the 12th of January.
$49.97. Okay, let's have. The two that you mentioned just before the one that we're talking about.
Okay, yes, sir. The first two, the $7.45.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. December 9th and December 31st.
And they were both declined?
No, sir. These both went through for 7:45.
Okay, let's get back to the 4997s starting on December 12th, I believe.
Yes, sir. December 12th, it went through for 4997.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only 4997 that went through. The rest were declined.
Now, when you say the rest were declined, what are you calling the rest?
The rest. Like, it's a monthly charge, so they tried to put it through on the 4th, the 5th, and the 12th, and the 13th of January, but they did not go through, so you were not charged for those.
Okay, I'm running out of writing space. January 12th. And the amount on that?
January 12th, the amount that was declined was $49.97. It was declined.
Okay. And the other January one?
The 13th was declined, but then you have that one on January 26th for $39.99 that did go through.
January 26th?
Yes, sir.
26 for how much?
On January 26th, that was $39.99.
And that was declined?
No, sir. That did go through. The $39.99 on January 26th did go through.
It did not go through?
No, sir. It did.
It did, so I marked that page instead of declined.
Yes, sir. It did go through January 26th and February 26th for $39.99.
Paid. Okay. Wait a minute. My stack of papers is about to fall over here.
Oh, no.
I'm working at three desks, and they're all piled with papers.
Oh, yes, sir.
I need a secretary.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have any further history? Because what I'm going to do is when I get these all put down, I'm just going to go through them for you and verify it.
Okay, yes, sir, and then you're going to give us a call back, correct?
Right, but is that the full history that you have?
Yes, sir. That's the full history I had, and I was able to do those three refunds that we agreed on of $56.95 today. So both will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is totally canceled. There's going to be no more charges. And once you go through and look at those and match them up, you're going to give us a call back, correct?
Right.
Can I give you a confirmation number for your records, please?
Okay, go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 2608
7468.
7468. Did you say? No, sir. Let's start over. C as in Charlie. 2608 08 7 4 8.
8, okay. I have a little speech hearing deficiency.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Well, I hear everything else normally, but like if I'm in a crowded room, I can't hear the speaker if he's like up on stage or something like that. It's only affecting my speech hearing. So, you see, as a matter of fact, I talked to somebody on the phone yesterday, and I couldn't hear what she was saying because of the background noise. Because she was in a customer service center.
Yes, sir, and everybody was talking at once. I get it.
Yeah. Okay, now, let me go through this. The 7-3... That's today. Well, 7-2, actually. It was yesterday when I got that email. Let me find that again. 56.95. That would be 7.72 when I got the email. Now that one was declined.
Yes, sir.
7.2. Declined. Okay, 6.3 was paid or declined?
It went through 56.95, sir.
Okay, and the one on May the 3rd?
Yes, sir, 56.95, it went through.
Okay, and the one on March 29th?
56.95, it did go through.
Okay, February 26th?
$39.99, and it went through.
Okay. And January 26th?
$39.99, and it went through also.
Okay. We're doing well now. And December 12th?
Declined. $49.97.
Oh, so that was declined.
Yes, sir.
See, it's a good thing I do this because there's a mistake that I made right there. Okay, December 9th, 7:45 paid.
Yes, sir.
December 31st, 7:45 paid.
Yes, sir.
Okay, January 12th, $49.97, I think it is.
December 12th, sir.
December 12th, $49.97. Yes, that was declined.
No, sir. It went through.
It went through.
Yes, sir.
And January the 13th.
Let's see. Let me get back to January 13th. It was declined also.
That was declined.
Yes, sir. And that should be all of them. Yes, sir.
Okay. January 26th.
It went through $39.99.
And February 26th.
$39.99, and it did go through also.
It went through, and that's the end of it.
Yes, sir, that's the end of it.
Okay, I will go back through the paper bills that I would receive and see if any of these declines show up on there because, there's no sense. Disputing them if they had already been declined.
Yes, sir. So just give us a call back, and we'd love to help you before you dispute them, okay?
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask a really stupid question here because I've got myself sidetracked. Am I speaking to...
Crystal.
Crystal.
Yes, sir, and I did the 3 refunds of the $56.95 for you, which you'll have back in 3 to 5 business days, and your account was already canceled by the other agent, sir.
Okay. Now, what company am I speaking to now? Because I have 3 or 4 different names.
Okay, yes, sir. See, we just go by Wi-Fi Booster. So, whatever's on your statement or however it was coded, don't worry about that because that's more of the corporation's name.
I see. So, Wi-Fi.
Yes, sir.
Booster.
So, it's Wi-Fi Booster. Yes, sir. It's where all these charges originated from.
Now, let me just do a quick search here. Wi-Fi Booster.
Okay. It's probably not going to come up like that either. To be honest, I don't know why they do it and make things more difficult, but it's not going to show up as Wi-Fi Booster. And that's just the name of the company. It's Wi-Fi Booster ST1, but you wouldn't probably be able to find it by doing a search.
So, then who do I call back?
Oh, this number right here, sir. The number you just got us on.
And
you're
going
to want to tell them, it's going to be a different number I give you. Let me go back and see. We have about 100 different numbers. Let me go back and see if I can pull up a good phone number to give you. And when you do, you're going to need to tell them that you need to speak to someone in the fraud department.
Alrighty.
Okay, yes, sir. And it's not giving me a good number right now, to be honest. I don't have that number to give to you because it's not showing it to me. Since I've been on the call for a while, everything has just disappeared. Just call back the number you just called. It should be out beside the charges on your statement.
Okay. I'm wondering if my phone will show me what number I dialed.
It should, because it's not showing me a good number. Let me see. And I hate to give you a wrong. If not, call Discover and get them to give you a good number, and you'll be able to get right back in touch with us.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
One of the previous bills going back, okay, the one that has, the one that's on top of it, anyway, 329, I'm showing a payment to Fast Results.
Yes, sir. Just give that. That's got to be affiliated with us since we have all the charges matching, sir.
Okay. I'm showing 844-364-4850.
Yes, sir. And when you get back in touch with whoever answers, you're going to let them know that me and you have been working on this and you need to speak with somebody in the fraud department.
Fraud department.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I have a case number. That should be all that I need at the moment, then.
Yes, sir. You are good to go as of right now. Yes, sir.
Okay. Wonderful. Crystal, thank you so very much for your patience and all your help.
You are so welcome, sir. Just give us a call back, okay?
And have a nice holiday weekend.
You too, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.